It was Friday afternoon, and Jesus is dead. His brutalized body hanging without life on a cross, dropped into a hole in the dirt. His executioners had dug the holes, prepared the place, and done their job with ruthless efficiency. This wasn't how it was supposed to be. The hope of mankind overcome by powers of hell, by the shadow of a grave. We once knew what it was like to rule and reign on the earth. We were made to live in the light, in a relationship, in purpose. We were made for more than what we've come to accept as normal. Ever since the garden, Satan and his kingdom have been tightening their grip. Darkness has ruled, evil, chaos, suffering, hopelessness. We've been enslaved and crippled by the holes the enemy has been digging for us too. But instead of killing the Messiah, the cross became a catalyst for salvation. The hole that was dug to hold an instrument of shame and death was instead filled with an instrument to bring healing and new life. That's the way God is. Nothing is impossible with Him. He's always restoring, always renewing, always able to take what was meant for evil and turn it for good, to take our graves and turn them into gardens. Why? Because He never gave up on His plan. He has never given up on us. He knows what we don't, that you can't have resurrection life without death, Jesus. He died so we can have lives of purpose and power over the grave. He is not dead. He is alive. And because He lives, we can live again.
Blessed to be here tonight. This is Easter weekend, resurrection weekend, resurrection weekend. Hallelujah. We are taking communion after the service. Pastor Chris will let you know when to partake of it. If you, all those are listening at home, online, get something prepared. Amen. You can take communion with us. Hallelujah. And we welcome you to our Easter celebration service. And I was just thinking about, and don't forget too, we are in the midst of our 21-day fasting. We began it Thursday the 1st to the 21st, 21 days. And just do what you can do. Amen. Spend time with God. You can never get filled up because He just, I'm telling you, the more you spend with Him, the more you are going to long to spend with Him. Hallelujah. So it's not about giving up something so much, but it's about what you gain. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to partake in it as a church body. We're doing this as a church body. We want to see the miracles take place. We want to see God move in our community. Hallelujah. So this is breakthrough. And then I was thinking, you know, this is resurrection. What Jesus did for us. You know, He died. Good Friday, He was put to death. But this was the day that everything was silent. It was, there was nothing. There was no motion. There was no movement. There was a little bit of unbelief. Did He really say that He was going to come back again? They didn't understand, and they were waiting for a sign. But Sunday came. And when they found out their Savior was not in a tomb, but He rose, hallelujah, just like He said, hallelujah. That's the God we serve, hallelujah. I pray today, let Him touch your heart. Let Him touch your heart, hallelujah, this weekend. So stand with me, hallelujah, as we worship, hallelujah, as we enter in tonight. Father, we thank You for what You did on that cross so many years ago. It still rings true today. Hallelujah. That every lash, every beating, You took it for us. Hallelujah. You took it for us. We were on Your mind. Hallelujah. Father, I thank You for the goodness I thank you for your faithfulness. Your love for us is never failing. Hallelujah. Father, we just ask tonight, Lord God, that you surround these people and strengthen them, Lord God, that give them the hope of the resurrection, what it truly means in the name of Jesus. We ask your blessings upon this service, upon our children, upon every area. Hallelujah. And we give it to you tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Today, happy day. Easter's a happy day, but today's a happy day, and the day after Easter's a happy day, because Easter's done. It's over. Jesus is risen. Victory is won. So just remember that as you praise and worship tonight.
thought by now they'd fall. But you have never failed me yet.
Thank you, Jesus.
Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won. For you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never.
Promise still stands.
never fail me yet. I never will forget.
You're the name above all names. Hallelujah. For our Savior's risen. He's not dead. Hallelujah. But He's alive. He's alive. He is risen from the dead. Hallelujah. And He's alive within me. The power of resurrection life abides within us today. Today, right here, right now. Our God's above whatever it might be, whatever that thing we face today. Say today. Today, our God's greater than, our God's mightier than, He's more powerful that we can sing with our hearts. Great is our God. Great is our God. I said, great is our God. Great is our God. Great is our God. Great is our God, and greatly to be praised. He's worthy of our praise. Lord, we thank You, we thank You, we thank You. We thank You for the gift of salvation. We thank You for this resurrection life. We thank You for Your Son that was given to us. We thank You for Your gift, God. Hallelujah. Bless You. Come on, give God a shout. Give God praise. He's worthy of praise. Come on, hallelujah. Shout unto God. Come on, give Him praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Children may go to their classes. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Oh, He's worthy of praise. He said He's worthy of praise. The Bible said this is the day that the Lord has made. We're standing in that day, a day that God provided for you and for me, salvation. Hallelujah. We're standing in the life of resurrection. Get you say, today's the day. As the children go, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, kids, give me a shout. All right, come on. Hallelujah. Blessed be Your name. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor He's risen. Tell your neighbor He's risen. Tell someone else He's risen. Come on, amen. Tell yourself He's risen. Hallelujah. We serve a God that's alive. Amen. He's alive. Hallelujah. Lord, I just really want to just encourage you tonight. I just want us to, you know, we've been talking about how that how we process things in our mind is whether or not we have victory or not. It's how we think about and we understand that this is the day we realize that we live in the day that the Lord has made, that we understand that He's made a day, a provision. Say provision. He's given us the provision for everything that we need. Amen. He's made a way out. He's made a way for us under the Father. Everything that I need is in Jesus. Everything that I need is in Him. There's no other name above Him. It's Jesus. I stand here today humbled. I stand here humbled knowing what this God bestowed upon me, what He gave to me. And I want every one of us to stand in that honest awareness and say, my God, that we understand that He's my God, great is my God, great is my God. And that we stand in the understanding that we understand that we look and we take our life and we look at it through the cross. We look at it through the death, the burial, and the resurrection of what He did for me. That we look from that. That's where our victory comes from. Tell your neighbor that's where victory comes. It comes from, that's where our victory is seeing it, hallelujah, through that, through what He did for me. The power and strength of what He did for me, how He brought that victory for me. So when things come around me, when life gets hard, I can stand knowing, hallelujah, what He did for me. With confidence, not fear, not doubt, not knowing, but knowing that my God, hallelujah, shall supply. My God's faithful. He'll never forsake me. He'll never forsake me. Never forsake me. Thank you, praise team. God's good God. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to read out of the message. Let me get my phone here. Heavenly Father, I thank You. Thank You, God, Lord, that for everything that You do provide. I just pray right now, God, Lord, that we just receive all that you have for us, God. Everything you've provided, God. That you're the solution for everything. You're the truth. You're the way. You're the life. God, I pray for revelation. I pray for the understanding, God, Lord. I pray for our eyes to be open to the knowing of who you are. What you've done. This day, right here, right now. All those that are watching, God, I pray blessing upon them. I pray for ears to be open, their eyes, that they might see an understanding of knowing what the inheritance is in the saints. In your name we pray, amen. Here it is in a nutshell. Romans 5:18. I love this version. I want you to see something. I want us to understand that the mess that we're in, the mess that we got in ourselves is the situation that we face. All the sickness and disease and the things that are there, the things that we face daily. Here it is in a nutshell. Just as one person did it wrong and got us in all this trouble with sin and death, another person did it right. Say amen. Amen. And got us out of it. But more than just getting us out of trouble, he got us into life. One man said no to God and put many people in the wrong. But one man said yes to God and put many in the right. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give God praise for that. Amen. That he put us in the right. He made us right with the Father. I want you to see that we can understand that what Jesus Christ did for us at the cross, that he was restoring back to us what we lost, what Adam and Eve lost in the beginning with Adam and Eve, of what he lost and what was lost because of sin. And we can recognize and we can see that there was something that took place, that not only were we separated from God spiritually, but we were separated that our bodies paid a price, amen, that we were going to experience death. But not only that, but what came upon us was our soul and our mind. That every one of those areas, that every one of us, our body, our soul, and our spirit. But I want you to hear this and understand something. But it's because of the cross. It's because of what Jesus Christ did for me at Calvary and through his resurrection, that now I can take hold of what Jesus restored for me, what Adam lost, hallelujah, that now, say today, this day, today, I can receive it and walk in the power of it. Not just on Easter, but every single day, that I can walk out the reality and the truth of what he did for me. Amen? That it's mine. Tell your neighbor it's mine. Come on, it's mine. This is mine, that I need to apprehend it, take hold of it with all that I have, and believe it and know it, and walk this thing out with the power and might. He's come to restore everything that has lost. Body, soul, and spirit. See, I want you to know that there was separation. There was a wall of separation from sin, from the Father. But Jesus restored that. Tonight I want to take this, look at this. I want you to see the different phases of the cross and how that we can apprehend this and appropriate in my life for myself. That I can make this part and make this alive within me today, right here, right now. I want us to see this and know what he did for us. And the power of what he did for us. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:23 that we are restored soul, spirit, soul, and body. I'm going to read that to you. It's 1 Thessalonians. Amen. Is God a good God? I want you not to forget about fasting. As we gather together to fasting, there's some things, say some things. Some things it takes prayer and fasting to loosen. There's some things that try to hold on. There's some things that sometimes it just takes some prayer and fasting to get a hold of, to break those things off of our lives. Amen. Say it's time to get serious. But it says in the very God of peace, sanctify us. Man, influence of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Holy, that God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless under the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calleth you, who is also will do it. Say he'll do it. He'll do it. What he's begun in you, that if he's called you, he'll finish it. Say he'll finish it. He's finished it. everything that He's promised each and every one of us, He's faithful to perform it in our lives. As we walk after it, we take hold of it. We believe it with faith, believing, making it real in my life. Say, make it real. So let's just go ahead and go into Mark. I'm going to read this from the book of Mark 15 through 16. I want to read a few things because I want us to see this. I want us to be captivated by this with our thinking. I want us to not just think about this once a year, but every single day to understand that this is how I have the power and authority that what He did for me, what He paid for, what the price cost, amen, that now today that I have been purchased for, that I can walk in the authority that He's given me, amen? Come on, somebody help me today. And He says, and so Pilate, this is 15:15, so Pilate willingly to content the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified. I want us to look at this and take hold of this for you personally, each one of us. To look at the cross and look what he did for me, that I need to make it personal within my life, that I need to make it applicable to see that, see, I want you to see here that this man deserved death. He was a murderer. But Jesus took the place. Say, he took my place. So I want you to realize this and understand something. He took your place. He took my place. What I deserve, he stepped in on my behalf to receive what I had coming. Amen? But he stepped in on my behalf. And he said he was scourged. It's powerful for us to see that the Romans would scourge you. They would take a whip, and that whip would have different fingers on that whip and different tails. And those tails were either sometimes they were bones, they were fragments of bones, or sometimes they were metal beads, and they were tied to it. And there was a scourging. I want you to see something, that there was public demonstration of humiliation that Jesus faced as he was beaten before everybody that was there. That as he was beaten, the 40 stripes that he took upon his back, they said that it was like a plowshare, that you take a plow and you plow it through the ground, and as it rips up the ground, that's what his back looked like. It was ripped apart. See, I want you to understand something, that just like we can take hold of this in the natural in our lives, every one of us to realize that every one of us have been through things in our lives where that you have faced things and things that have been in our life, pains and hurts and circumstances. And every time you feel like you get through something in life, it feels like something might come against you again. Just like as Jesus was beaten, and as he was beaten, and just that moment when you feel like you're going to catch a breath, something happens again. It opens up a new wound. How many of you have had wounds in your life that you've faced, the hurts and pains that you've been? I want you to know that Jesus stepped on behalf. He took what I had coming. I want you to see this. That his back was plowed like a field, laid open. See, he took that brokenness that we feel in life. A place of brokenness where that you feel like you don't know if you can even go another step further. Am I talking to somebody? You feel like you just can't move another day forward. I want you to see that Jesus stepped in on your behalf. No matter what you're facing, no matter what it is, that by his stripes I was healed. That thing that you're facing that's bigger than you, that thing that has come upon our lives, that Jesus took it. It was by his stripes that he removed it from us. Amen? But the blood poured out as the pain increased. The reminder of the wounds. The poking. Man. It says in verse 16, that was something that happened in public, but there was private. That speaks of the body, how that our body was, that we received what he had did for us. They received what he did for us at the cross, in my body. That there be a healing. Say healing. So you come to restore healing to me, that I might be healed by his stripes, that I might receive what he's given for me, the promises that I can walk in health and fullness, not tormented. And the next place is the mind. I want you to think about this and understand that's some of the biggest difficulties that we face in life is right here in our mind and our thinking and our thoughts. And sometimes that's the things that every one of us face privately by ourselves. At this moment, it was when Jesus was taken privately away from the crowd and all those that were watching. At that moment, something was dealt with at that moment. I want you to know that Jesus was dealing and taking care of everything, every difficulty, everything that we needed to overcome. Jesus was overcome everything. He was overcoming everything that we would face in life. Every thought, every hurt, every pain, every addiction, every sickness, no matter what it might be, no matter what someone has done to you that wounded you, that hurt you, he took it for you. I want us to see this, that at that moment they took the crown. And it was intertwined with thorns. I wrote this down because it really caught me. It says, he says that he speaks of our soul and our will and our emotions. It's the mind, the crown, your head. That which surrounds. That crown is that which surrounds. See, so many times in life, there's so much that surrounds our thinking, our thoughts. But Jesus died and took that shame, took that was upon us, whatever anxiety. He says, cast your cares upon me, cast your anxiety, whatever that might be, whatever has come your way, whatever that thing might be in your mind, your thinking, whether it's doubt, whether it's fear, whether that anxiety, no matter what it might be, Jesus took it for me. That I could take hold of the mind of Christ. That I wouldn't have to be bound with thoughts of defeat. That I wouldn't be overcome by my thinking, but I could be redeemed by the renewing of my mind in Christ. That I could take hold of what he did for me. That he wore my crown of shame. He wore that crown of affliction upon him as they pushed it into his head. They said they pushed it in his head. There's deep thoughts and there are things that within every man that we experience, that at that moment he was experiencing everything, all those thoughts, all those pains, all those hurts that we feel. As his back was bleeding, as he was tore apart, as he was laying, you just touch him and he could feel the pain penetrating his body. He couldn't move. I don't know if you've ever felt that traumatized in your life, whether you've been through things and you don't know how you're getting through it. He felt those things. He was through those things, went through those things that we feel. Every one of us that have different things in some way or some form, he felt that. And he took it from us. That purple robe speaks of shame and humiliation. They were shaming him. Because it spoke of royalty. Just like the devil said that if you are the Son of God. If you are. Just like the enemy tries to challenge each and every one of you in your mind. Are you really who you say you are in God? The enemy will try to trick you or tempt you. Try you not believe who God says you are. But I have to look and see that I am who God says I am. I could do what God says I can do. See, this is the evidence of this, that I can look at this. All those things I go through in life, I don't have to experience, I don't have to walk in that. I can walk and realize what he did for me. I can walk in the reality and the truth of what he did for me. I can walk in his power in my, I'm not alone in this. You have thoughts, you have pains, things come across in our lives. But I want you to know, through his power, we can walk through whatever it might be. We could face whatever giant it might be, and they'll fall by the power of his might. In the knowing of what he did for you. Of knowing the power of what we receive through his name. By those stripes, But all that he faced for me is they mocked him, as they beat him, as they slapped him in the face. They spit upon him. Every one of us have been humiliated. Every one of us have felt like they're worthless. He felt that on our behalf. They mocked him. Mark 15:21. It says, let me finish 20. It says, and when they had mocked him, they took the purple from him and they put on his own clothes and they led him out to crucify him. It says, and they compel one Simon, a Cyrenian, thank you, who passed by to take the cross. So I want you to see this and understand that this is powerful, that we have the power that just like Simeon, that he was there, that he took that cross, that we pick up our cross. Say, pick up the cross. As we pick up our cross, that we understand that we identify with the cross, with what he did. I identify it in my life. That I pick up my cross. I walk through life understanding that I identify what Jesus did for me. I take hold of it in my life. I take hold of it by faith and believing of what he did for me is my reality today. Amen? Take up my cross. Matthew 17. Are you okay? Yes. Hallelujah. Matthew 17:15. Oh, I'm sorry, where am I? I'm sorry, I got that wrong. That we need to identify with his death. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ. Say, Christ lives in me. And that which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. It's I no longer. I am crucified with Christ. I am crucified. I follow after him. Amen. Mark 15. Let's go back. And it says, and they brought him into Golgotha, which is being interpreted the place of the skull. And they gave him a drink of wine mingled with myrrh, but he received it not. That right there was a painkiller to try to dull the pain of all that he was experiencing and facing. But he refused it. He bore the pain. He didn't refuse the pain, but he took everything. Everything that we had coming. I want you to know everything that we face in life, he can identify with you right here. Amen. And it says, and when they crucified him, they parted his garments, casting them, every man should take. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. It says, in the subscription of his accusation was written over the king of the Jews. And with him, they crucified two thieves, one on the right, one on the left. And they passed by and they railed, waging their heads and saying, ah, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it on the third day, save thyself and come down from the cross. They challenging him whether or not he was going to stay there or not. I want you to know that you can stand strong because he didn't get off the cross. He faced whatever challenge you face that's bigger than you. He faced it for you. That in him, I can face anything. It says, and likewise also the chief priests that were mocking him, they said, save yourself. It's in verse 33. It says, and when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. It was darkness. And at that ninth hour, Jesus cried aloud, saying, "Alo, alo, lama, sabaka." Sorry, I might have destroyed that. But what is interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? I want you to hear this and know that that darkness is every one of us that from our spiritual walk with God, that we were separated, that we were dead because of sin. That in the midst of it that he experienced and the Father turned his head away, that Jesus experienced and feeling the forsakenness, although his Father was there. It's sometimes the way that we sometimes feel that when we were away from God, that separation where that was separated from him because of sin. That you might feel like you're forsaken. So I want you to know that's what sin does. It causes us to feel like you're forsaken, that God's not there for you. And he experienced that in the midst of that darkness when it was dark, where there was no light in the depths of that, feeling forsaken. Father, why hast thou forsaken me? That he had to feel that experience, that every one of us, because of sin, we felt separated away from the Father. But not only was he restoring our body, our soul, but also our spirit. To be awakened to the Father. That we would be quickened to him through his life. Not anything that I do, not by works, but by faith. By believing what Jesus did for me. By taking a hold of it and walking it out. By walking in this reality, this truth of what he did for me, individual, as me. That I identify with what he did. And that's what comes next. Because at that moment, that when he went there, he hung on the cross and he died. And he said, it is finished. It is finished. It's done. Tell your neighbor, it's done. It's done. I've finished it. I've finished it. And it says the veil was torn. That veil of separation between you and God and the presence of God was ripped apart. That now we are able to enter in. Now we're able to enter in. But I want you to see that moment that Joseph of Arimathea, that he went and he begged. See, I think that's so powerful because it says he was begging for the body of Christ. He was desperate for the body of Christ. To put in his grave. See, I want you to know that we need to identify with Christ, that he needs to be placed within this temple, in this house. That life needs to be placed with, I need to be desperate to take hold of everything that he did. All the things that came up to this point were meaningless unless he's in my life. For resurrection life to take hold of me. Amen? Listen. But he was obedient unto death. He laid down his will. The Bible says, except the seed fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit. Say much fruit. Putting Christ in my tomb. His death is my death. His life is my life. His life is my life. Listen. But it says that he craved for the body of Christ. That he placed it within my tomb in this temple, in this house. It says, and when he knew it of the centurion that he gave the body to Joseph, that he knew that he was dead. He bought fine linen and took him down and wrapped him in fine linen and laid him in a sepulcher, which was hewn out of a rock, and rolled a stone under the door of the sepulcher, under the tomb. See, my tomb becomes his tomb. And Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, beheld where he was laid. I want us to see this. Matthew 16. That all those things that came to this point, I really thought about this today. I was thinking about how that everything that he's done for me, but this is what makes it the reality. See, right there, we just experienced the death and the burial, but the power is in the resurrection. Other men with great messages had messages, but it may have stirred people. But here, the difference is, it was in the resurrection where power comes. That what he did for me can become my reality, can become the truth in my life. So I want you to, all this thing comes to this point that every one of us, we can realize, I don't have the detail to go into all the things that he did, that what his blood did for me, the power of his blood, by what he did, what he bore for me, what he carried for me, all those things that were placed upon him. All those things that I had coming that now I am able to walk them out. See, it's just like Mary right here. I want you to see this. Man, this really arrested me today that we experienced those parts. But if we don't take hold of this, the resurrection, to walk in the Spirit, that he's given us the power to walk it out. Say, walk it out. To walk it out. Amen. Because it's just a good story. But today I can realize today that God's provided me the power to walk it out. Jesus given me the authority, everything to release to walk it out. Now that I can be awakened in the Spirit because of resurrection life, then now I can walk it out. That no matter what comes the way, that the enemy will try to come against me, he'll try to put something upon me, whether it's sickness. Sickness is not from God. Jesus came to take sickness away. By his stripes we were healed. He bore it. He took hold of it. I don't want to receive anything that Jesus took for me. But I don't want to take what he's given to me. Life, health, prosperity. I don't want to be broken by poverty. Not just by, doesn't mean by not having money. No, it's a poverty spirit. Feeling I'm an orphan. Feeling I have no purpose. I have nothing in life to go to. I have nothing worth living for. He come to break that thing off of us. To break that thing the enemy tries to put on us. The final piece that makes it a reality or a truth, the restoration of the Spirit, the awakening to God, is in this moment. And we could see it through Mary. Mary was the one that was released from 7 demons. 7 demons were cast out of her. That she was, her mind, that she was broken. Her mind was broken, that she was wore out, but she met Jesus. Hallelujah. He delivered her. He set her free. She had hope and she believed that even though all these things that come, and sometimes in life, things are bigger than what you can try to understand. I want you to see the power of this right here. That sometimes things are big. Sometimes things seem hard. Whether that might be sickness or whatever answers that we don't know what they are. We can't find the truth. I'm here to tell you that we need to be like Mary. That we need to walk in faith. That even the Bible says that when it was dark, she got up. She got up. Hallelujah. Even though you might not have a full understanding of what he did, by faith, you begin to walk in the new day, even when it's dark, even when it doesn't seem like it's right, where you don't know if you're going to find your way. But you walk in the Spirit because he's provided you the power to do that through the Spirit of God. To get up when it's dark. To get up when it's dark. It says that she prepared the ointment. Speaks of worship to me. That she was worshiping before she had the answer. Sometimes it's great to worship and thank God when we have the answers. But it's worshiping God when you don't know which way to turn. We don't know which way to go. We don't know how to even lift up your head or how you're going to get out of your bed. Mary shows us the faith and belief that what he did was something powerful and she believed it. She didn't understand it all. But everybody else was asleep and she was up. She was walking in the new day reality of what Jesus did. A new day reality. I want to walk in the fullness of what God did for me today. Even before I might see the reality of it. Sometimes we might not see it. I might not walk in might feel like my body's breaking or I'm weary. But the truth of it is, I'm healed. I'm healed. It's not by sight, but by faith, believing. So Mary, the Bible says that the very early in the morning, the first day of the week, came to the sepulcher at the rising of the sun. It says, and they said among themselves, just as you're going, just as you're walking, I want you to know that as we walk in faith, as we walk in faith, just like every one of us, we're wondering, how can the stone be rolled away? Maybe that thing, whatever that might be, that you're not sure about it, but you know what He's done for you before. You've known what He's done in your life. You've watched, just like Mary, where that she's watched Him raise the dead. Just like the song that we sang here. That you could do it again. I've seen you move. I've seen you move. See, something was in Mary. There was a faith within her that says, I've seen you move. Come on, tell your neighbor, I've seen you move. I've seen you move. I've seen you move. You've moved mountains. I've watched you move mountains. But I'm having faith. Right now it doesn't look like it. Right now it seems dark. Right now it seems hard as she's walking towards that place where she can't even see it. But as she's walking, the questions come. How can the stone be moved away? But as she was walking in the Spirit, the answer came to her. Because when she got to the tomb, the stone was rolled away. The stone was rolled away. The stone was rolled away. And He was risen. He's risen. He was risen. And as she got to that place, the Bible says that she was wondering where Jesus was, and He was standing there, but she thought He was the gardener. I'm going to take you all the way back. What the enemy, what Adam lost, hallelujah, because of sin, Jesus got it back. The tomb that Adam created, hallelujah, the graveyard that Adam created, Jesus created a garden for your life. That you could bear much fruit. That we could walk in resurrection power. The fullness of what He did. Come on, Kelly. Let's all stand. I want you to get your communion. Those who are watching, this is our truth. That we can realize it's done. You might not see it done right now, whatever that thing might be. But as you pursue in the Spirit after God, you'll come like Mary did to the reality, it's already done. You might be dealing with sicknesses right now. Everybody right here, come on, I want you to get this. Right now, you might have a sickness that you're facing that's bigger than you. It's like that stone in front of that tomb. But I'm here to tell you, as we walk in the Spirit, I pray that the reality of what He did for you, you'll realize the awakening that it's already done. He's already finished it. He's already done it for you. That we can receive what He did for me today. I don't have to be separated. Stone's been rolled away. Stone's been rolled away. Amen. Hallelujah. As you get your communion, we all know that this bread speaks of Christ, of His body. Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That Jesus left the throne. The Father gave Him. The Father blessed Him. The Father broke Him for you. See, if I can identify the brokenness of His being torn apart, the brokenness if I could take hold of that in my life, I could become whole with all that He did for me. It says, and when He had given thanks, He broke it. And He said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. For you. For you. It was broken for you. I don't want to jump beyond this right here. He was broken for me. For me. That I can have life. That through Him I can live. It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. So I take hold of this reality, this truth of all that He did. All that He did. The brokenness of His body. All the things that you might struggle in your life. That today, right here by faith, I take hold of it. What He did for me. I make it my reality, my truth in my life right now. And I receive it. Do this in remembrance of me. And after the same manner, He took the cup. And He said, this cup is a new testament. It's in my blood. This do as often as you drink. Do this. I want everybody right now. If you're dealing with a sickness or whatever that might be, I want you by faith to believe. Above it all, above whatever that might be, whatever that, it might be an addiction, it might be whatever it is, whatever hurt, whatever scar it might be right now, it's by His blood that I receive power. The blood still works. It's still powerful. It's still mighty. Hallelujah. By faith I receive that life that You give to me right here, right now. Right now I receive it in Jesus' name. Everything that He did for you. Everything that He did for you. That you wouldn't perish. That you wouldn't be broken. He was broken for you. He was broken so that you could be healed. He was wounded. He was separated from the Father so that you don't have to be, that you can break through today. Right here, right now. I want to walk in the reality of the truth of what He did for me today, right now. I want you to know if you've never called upon His name, right here is the time to call upon His name, to receive Him as your Savior in your life, right here, right now. All eyes closed. I want you to receive, if you don't know Him as your Savior, lift up your hand right now and receive Him as your Lord, right here. Come on. Right now. Right now, just by believing that you receive what He's done for you. Everybody else, I want you right now that we make Him Lord every day, every single day. That what He did for me, I don't let it take it lightly, but I take it with all that I have, that I walk in the reality and the truth of everything that He did for me, that I walk it out. Whatever fear, whatever anxiety, whatever sickness, whatever pain, whatever hurt, whatever it is, He's taking care of it. He's cast it out. He's overcome. The stone's been rolled away. Walk in faith and receive it. Come on. Let's sing this song.
Your promise still stands. Great is Your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in Your hands. This is my confidence. You never promised to end. Your promise still stands. Great is Your faithfulness. Faithfulness.
Yes.
I'm still in Your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail.
Your promise still
stands. Your promise still stands. Great is Your faithfulness. Faithfulness. You're still in Your hands. This is Your confidence.
Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you that the stone's been rolled away. This isn't a story. This is my reality. This is my gospel. This is the gospel of peace that I walk in. This is my reality. This is my truth. This is what I stand in, knowing of what you've done for me. That I'm more than an overcomer. Hallelujah. That I'm mighty through God. And I thank you, Father God. I rejoice in all that you've done for me. I receive it right here, right now. And with my heart, I'll shout out with all that I have that I am. Amen. God bless you. Open up. God's knocking. Open up and let him in. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Facebook. God bless you. Those that are watching. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless somebody. Amen. Encourage somebody.